We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
As we watch and listen to the impeachment hearings in Washington and from national security witnesses about phone calls and conversations related to national security, the world is watching. And that means Russia, too. John Cohen is joining us this morning, former acting undersecretary for the Department of Homeland Security. John, when you take a step back and kind of take all of this in, it kind of gives you a whole new perspective when you think that the world is watching this, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely correct. You know, as I was thinking about, you know, in preparing for this conversation with y'all, you know, I was thinking about, you know, what are we learning about, you know, the interactions with Ukraine and Russia from a geopolitical perspective? How does, you know, what's going on and what we're learning about our interactions with Ukraine impact our relationship with NATO and impact our policy of containment with Russia? But, you know, thinking about it, and as a national security professional, someone who's been in this business for well over three decades, what is really disconcerting to me is what we're learning about the process used by the administration to make this and other decisions. As it relates to Ukraine, what we are learning through the testimony is that the president didn't listen to the experts in the National Security Council, the intelligence community, the State Department, when forming his opinions and making decisions about Ukraine, as he listened to Rudy Giuliani. And Rudy Giuliani was providing him inaccurate information that Rudy Giuliani obtained from corrupt Ukrainian officials. And it isn't simply a matter of the president forming an opinion. He actually made concrete decisions. He removed our ambassador. He potentially delayed the provision of vital military aid. He provided information to another head of state that turned out to be inaccurate and very possibly Russian propaganda. So if this is what this potentially reflects and why this should be of concern to everyone, Republicans and Democrats alike, is that it provides us a window that allows us to see inside how decisions, key national security decisions, are being made by the administration. And that should give everybody pause.
Well, watching this go on over the last week, I'm wondering what you've seen. Has much of the discussion focused on national security from, and I'm talking both from what we've seen inside the hearings and then the general discussion about what's happened inside the hearings. Is that focused on national security, or is it what many people think, everything just focused on politics?
I think it's the latter. I think, sadly, and I think what your question is a key question. It has simply, you know, people have fallen into their political camps. The way they're interpreting information, the way they are viewing witnesses depends in large part whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, whether you're a supporter of the president or not. And I actually hope, again, as somebody who has worked in Homeland Security, law enforcement, national security for over 30 years, I've worked for Republicans and Democrats, it's time for the Republicans, in particular on the committee, to stop trying to score cheap political points, recognize the gravity of the information that that's being revealed. They can make a decision what they want to do about impeachment and removal through the discussions. But we've got to take this situation seriously, because to your earlier point, it reflects a critical breakdown in our national security process. And it gives us some clarity about how decisions in other areas may have potentially been made, whether it's withdrawing or relocating troops in Syria, how we're dealing with the North Koreans, our lack of aggressive defensive posture for the 2020 election to prevent interference by Russia. This gives us some insight into why certain decisions are being made the way they are. And it paints a very troubling picture. And that needs to be of concern to both Republicans and Democrats. So let's stop the politics. Let's focus on the security issues. Let's make a determination whether what we're learning warrants some type of action against the president. But, you know, the sarcasm, from my perspective, as somebody who's worked on the Hill and in the executive branch, the sarcasm and the drama is just not helping the country.
John, have you heard anything in these hearings that has given you pause when it comes to maybe what we're giving away?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that the United States has dramatically changed from a security perspective, has changed its posture towards Russia. Russia is not our friend. They seek to undermine the stability of our country. They're seeking to displace our influence abroad and replace it with themselves. So they're not looking out at for our best interests. And whether you look at the situation having to do with Ukraine or Syria or other actions that we've taken vis-a-vis NATO, it paints a picture that we are backing away from our post-Cold or post-World War II, post-Cold War approach of containment and restricting the influence posed by Russia. And that is not going to be good for America.
All right, John, thanks for your expertise and insight. That's John Cohen joining us live.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.